Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. It's been 2 years since the city of Raleigh inked a $52 million deal with the state to buy the Dorothea Dix Hospital campus. Work is now underway to transform the sprawling 300-plus acres into a destination park in the heart of downtown Raleigh, on par with New York's Central Park. Kate Pierce is the city's senior planner overseeing the Dix project, and she joins us to talk about the unique opportunity to preserve hundreds of acres of open space and how the community can get involved in creating a world-class park for future generations. Kate Pierce, thanks for joining us on News and Views. Good to have you.
Be here. Yeah, thank you for having me.
You've got one of the more exciting jobs in North Carolina these days, playing a major role in the reimagining and reconstruction of Dix Park. Tell us about what you're doing and where we are in the process.
Yeah, well, I believe I either have the most exciting or the scariest job. Probably a little bit of both, but, you know, the Dix Park campus is 308 beautiful acres located less than a mile from the Capitol, and we have this once-in-a-generation opportunity to really make it North Carolina's Central Park. And so we went through a very intensive consultant selection process, ended up choosing a firm out of Brooklyn, Michael Van Valkenburg Associates. Mm-hmm. They've been hard at work over the past few months really learning about the site. Discovering, it's been sort of a treasure hunt. We've literally discovered rooms with maps from the early 1900s in them, which is exciting. And then we kind of, the culmination of all of that discovery work was our first community meeting last week. And now we're kind of really kicking off all of the community engagement, asking folks what they think about the park, what they think should be there, with the intent of really making this a park for everyone.
Tell us a little bit more about the plot of land. I mean, especially for folks who don't live in Raleigh, they may not even have, or maybe even folks who do live in Raleigh may not have a real clear vision of what the heck was this land? What's on it? What were the buildings there? And what will stay and what might go?
That's one of the most, I think, important pieces of the story is the history and legacy of this place. For 150 years, it was a working plantation settled by one of the founding families of Raleigh. Then the state purchased the property to establish the state's first mental health hospital in the 1850s. It operated as the state's mental health hospital from about 1850, and the last patients left in 2012. And then in 2015, the city of Raleigh purchased the property with the intent of creating this amazing new public space for the citizens of North Carolina.
There are plenty of structures that still exist there, and some of them have some historical significance, and that will need to be addressed in this process as we go. And even as, I believe there's even a cemetery on the premises.
Yes, so there are 85 buildings totaling 1.2 million square feet of built space, built between 1856 and 1973. So a lot of old building that really tracks the expansion of the hospital over time. The cemetery is one of the sacred sites on the campus. There are around 1,000 known grave sites, and we're still uncovering more information about the folks that are buried there. And so this piece of property has so many layers of stories that are connected to it. And that's one of the really fascinating things is uncovering the narrative of history through time and then understanding how that history and legacy play into its future is one of the most exciting things about the property.
So tell us about the process now. We've had some community meetings. There'll be more going forward. What are we looking forward to in 2018?
Yeah, so it's actually a fairly quick planning process in the world of planning. It's about a 20-month planning process. We're about 4 months in. So 2018 is where the magic happens. So we did a lot of this background research, really trying to understand the property. And in 2018 is where the community's ideas meet with the designer's ideas to hopefully create something spectacular, something extraordinary that is not only iconic for the city of Raleigh, but stands the test of time and is something that people will cherish for years to come. So early part of 2018, we're out in the community asking folks what they want, what they'd like to see there. The design team's taking all of that information and, you know, working it with their kind of bold thinking, and we'll bring ideas back to the community. And then it's a very kind of collaborative, iterative process. They're not off in some back room in Brooklyn trying to design our park. They are here exploring the Piedmont region, exploring North Carolina, what it means to be in Raleigh, in the Piedmont, in North Carolina, and how this place is unique to what our story is.
And I assume you're not the only person in city government who's working with the Van Valkenburg firm. I mean, this is a big team effort, I presume.
Yeah, so I'm kind of the project manager, and I've got four amazing staff that work with me. And then, you know, this is a citywide effort. So whenever I need people from the utilities office, they're on hand. Or if I need expertise from the transportation folks, they're ready to chip in. So this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. And so all of the city departments are kind of all hands on deck to make sure that we do this right, because we're never going to get this opportunity for 308 acres again in the heart of our city.
Are there any other places where this has even been attempted in recent times around the country?
So that's one of the interesting things. You know, great parks of this magnitude were made in the late 1800s. And so most urban parks today are made from leftover infrastructure. So think about the High Line in New York. It's an old rail bed. There's not been kind of a whole lot of land right in downtowns that has been preserved for future parks. So we're unique in that. The only great kind of comparable example in terms of size and age I can think about is Governor's Island in New York. It was an old Coast Guard facility that the city of New York is turning into a great park. Now, it's in the middle of the bay. So
exactly. Walkable.
Right. But you know, we're in a very unique and fortunate position.
It's obviously of great importance to the people of Raleigh, but it's important to all North Carolinians being in the capital city. I don't know, what do you say to people who are not from this area as to why they should even give a darn about this or paying any attention to it?
You know, that question of relevancy is really important to us. For me, if I think about great parks, when people think about North Carolina, they think about the Blue Ridge Parkway, maybe. They think about Research Triangle Park. I want Dorothea Dix Park to be part of that conversation, and I think it has the potential to do that. Also, you know, school kids from all across the state come to Raleigh. They come to our museums. Wouldn't it be amazing if they go to the History Museum and Science Museum, and then they come out to the park, have lunch, and run crazy before getting back on a bus and heading back out west or down east?
I can think of some tour guides at the legislative building who probably would think that would be a good idea. So, I mean, the sky's the limit, as we've said. There's all kinds of amazing things that are being envisioned. But the idea is that this is going to be an attraction that will draw hundreds of thousands of people, presumably, and just all kinds of possibilities as to what might actually be there.
Well, there's something really special about the land as it is today. It's got some of the best views of downtown Raleigh. There are these rolling meadows. I get the chills when I'm in certain places that I'm just like, this is a special place. But there is opportunity to enhance it and really kind of reflect Raleigh's identity today and be something that is iconic for Raleigh and the state moving forward. What that is yet, I have no idea. Those ideas will still come out. But I do believe that it has the opportunity to reflect who we are today, but also lead us into the future.
So tell us about the process. How might people get involved?
Yeah, so it is a City of Raleigh-owned property. So ultimately, the decisions are made by Raleigh City Council. But we've got a multi-layered governance structure helping us along the way. So we've got an executive committee of folks that's chaired by the mayor. There is an advisory committee that has 45 members that were selected through a public application process. And that group really is kind of the workhorse. So they are working with the design team, taking the community feedback, listening, and helping interpret the values of this community for the future park. There is going to be no lack of ways for folks to get involved. So we have 6 work groups with over 200 people in those, and those are open to anyone who has an interest. So say you really care about those buildings, there's a work group just for that. And then we know some people, they just want to come out and have a good time. So we're doing tons of programs and events at the park today, really just to welcome people. You know, this was a place that was closed off for so many years. So how do we open it back up and welcome people to their park? And so all of our programs and events, from movie nights to races to we're having a big stargazing event in a few weeks, are all centered around let's just get people out there. Once people are there, they realize how special it is.
And if people wanted to go online perhaps and learn more information, where would you think would be the best place for them?
Great question. So we have a website, dixpark.org. And it is currently in its beta format, but a great first step. And then at the new year, we'll launch a full website.
Okay, this is really amazing. I wish you all the best in this effort. I think it's going to be a wonderful institution for our state and for our city. And much good luck going forward.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Rob Schofield. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.